In the past 5 years, Kim Gilkerson and her husband Graham have transformed a languishing vineyard into an award-winning estate. Overall production has increased per vine, and in 2019 their Cabernet Franc grape harvest doubled to about 8 ton. Leah Tebbutt took a trip up north, where at the bottom of an island attached by an umbilical cord directly onto State Highway 10, she found Kim.
We're just slightly south of Manganui, which is in the far north. It's about halfway between Kerikeri and Kaitaia. We're on Paewhenua Island, which you can reach by road because we do have the highway attached to it at the bottom.
And as I came down, there's just rolling scenes of vineyard leading down to your place and the tasting room, which then looks over the harbour of, is it Doubtless Bay and across to Maunganui?
Well, it's Maunganui, which goes out to the Doubtless Bay Harbour, yeah.
It's picturesque.
Yeah.
I can understand why you made the move from New Plymouth.
Yeah, we absolutely love it up here. It's just a wonderful place to be.
Around a decade ago, Kim and husband Graham bought an old cottage at the base of the island. They sold the engineering business in Taranaki and started renovating before realising in 2016 they'd completely moved in. 2 years later, they bought the vineyard, which covers most of the island.
I guess I was looking for something to do, and it seemed like a really good opportunity, and it needed a little bit of TLC, but we knew that the wine that it produced was really good, and it's about 12 hectares, yeah. We planted quite a bit of things, but originally it was probably about 9 hectares in vines, and now we're sort of up to speed.
You said it needed a lot of TLC. What was that about?
Well, it was planted in 2006 mostly, with some really interesting varieties of grapes. What was required, we've relocated quite a few of the vines so that they're more compact. We've made better use of the land, and we've put in some new varieties as well. So our existing varieties were the Cabernet Franc, Tannat and Syrah for the reds, and the Viognier, Arnis and Pinot Gris for the whites. And they've grown really well, and they're doing well. And we've planted some Chardonnay, some Gewurz, and some Chambersin, which is an up-and-coming Northland grape.
Oh, really? What's that about?
It's a red grape, and it just really seems to like the climate here. It handles well. It makes a beautiful red wine.
What's your favourite, then, of all those?
I don't have a favourite. And people ask me that, and I say, well, it's just like choosing your children. They're all different, and they all have their own special qualities.
In the 5 years that you've had the vineyard, what have been the biggest challenges?
Well, I guess the biggest challenge was just learning what you needed to do in the vineyard itself. We've been so lucky with the support that we've had from people in the industry here. We have a Northland Wine Growers Association, and Rod McIver, he makes our wine for us, and he's been great. Plus, the people working in the vineyard are experienced, and we've been lucky in that way. But just learning what you have to do. So I signed up to the New Zealand Sustainable Wine Program early on, and that was a huge benefit because they're quite particular about what they expect you to do as a grower and how you regulate yourself. But it also means that you put the right processes in place early on. So that was a huge learning curve.
Was there any fear moving into something that you didn't know much about?
Perhaps I should have been, but yeah, it was just it was an exciting time, and I guess we'd always been interested in wine. In my early days, I'd started a botany degree, so I guess that had always interested me.
It has
come in handy, so it's always been interesting. And actually, getting everything right and just the science behind it's been really interesting. Being a farmer is a bit different to engineering because the weather in engineering is it does make a difference, but not as much as being a farmer. So, you know, you really do have to watch the weather all the time, and you have to understand what's happening. And of course, we've had some interesting weather events over the last year or so.
We had Cyclone Gabriel and earlier rain events in the beginning of the year. Did that affect the vineyard in any way?
Well, it did affect it, but we were very lucky, and we count ourselves very fortunate, because the flowering and fruit set, while the weather was a little inclement around that, it didn't seem to affect it as much as we thought it would. So we had good flowering and fruit set. And then Cyclone Gabriel came along. We knew it was coming, so we thought, well, we'd better pick our Pinot Gris, because the Pinot Gris splits easily. And we left everything else on with our fingers crossed. And luckily for us, most of the rain went elsewhere, and we sympathise with those that were severely affected. But we actually managed to get some fine weather after that, and our harvest was very good. We were very happy with it.
It is a very big stroke of luck, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a stroke of luck, and some of it is nerves as well. So how long do you hang on with your fruit? And we decided that we would just let it go and see what happened, and we were rewarded for that. So our reds particularly, you know, they take a little bit to ripen, but in the north we harvest a lot sooner than the rest of the country, so we're all over by mid-March really, before others even start. So yeah, it's a nail-biting time.
In terms of the wine, some of the varieties have won some significant awards.
Yeah, we've been very. Our Viognier 2020 won the New Zealand International Wine Show Trophy for the Viognier. That was a huge accolade for us. We've gone on. We've got many 5-star vintages that have come through for our Viogniers, for our Tannat, our Cabernet Franc. 2021 was second in the Winefolio Single Varietal Challenge, and that was huge for us as well. There were some heavy hitters in all of these competitions. So, yeah, it's exciting when you know you can produce something that's up there with everybody else.
Shall we go have a look in the tasting room then?
Okay, let's do it.
It must be something else living out here, and you probably would never want to leave, I'm guessing.
It gets hard. Some days I think I really should actually just leave the property and go into town, which is Maunganui, which is not a huge town, and it's lovely. So, yeah, you can just be here and get lost in it.
And with the water too, you've got a landscape that changes every day, no doubt, depending on what's happening with the weather.
Yeah, well, it does, and we're very lucky. We've got lots of herons and sperm bulls and oyster catchers and that sit here, and you can sit and watch them, and it's just lovely.
Speaking of birds, the name Dancing Petrel, where does that come from?
Well, that comes from when we were out fishing, and we needed a label, because we bought the grapes of the Viognier originally without the vineyard, so we needed to have a label. And the little storm petrel dances around your boat, and it's like it doesn't touch the water. They call it the Jesus bird because it just looks like it walks on water. Uh-huh. And it's really lovely. And so we thought, oh, dancing petrel would be, yeah, a nice way to symbolise where we're from.
The tasting room is a small space, just offset from the cottage. It's small, no doubt, as you want nothing more than to make use of the outdoor table and soak in that view. However, inside, lined neatly on a long slab bench, which was once resident in an old post office, is the assortment of wines decorated with the petrel.
Gosh, there's a few, actually. More than I realised when you were listing them off.
Yes, well, because we use particularly our Cabernet Franc and our Viognier in a couple of different ways. So we have a sparkling Viognier and a sparkling Rosé, which is a Cabernet Franc Viognier, both of which have been very well received. We also do a sparkling Cabernet Franc, which is a sparkling red, which is pretty unusual for New Zealand. And yeah, just because I really like sparkling reds, so I thought I'd give it a go.
I agree on you with that one.
Yeah, yeah. And we have a late harvest Viognier that originally occurred by accident, because when we were picking the Viognier, there was quite a few left on the vine, so we just left them to see what happened. And a month after picking, we picked them, and it's beautiful. Yeah.
So a happy accident there.
Yeah, a happy accident. It came out as a 5-star wine. So yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake, a very happy accident.
Yeah, we were very happy with that one.
And yeah. You do a port, I can see, in the corner over here too.
We do a port, yeah. That's been going really well. The latest port is Cabernet Franc, Syrah, and a little bit of Tannat in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's gone really well.
And so people come obviously here to try the wines, but it must be hard to get them to leave because right behind us, we're looking out across to Maunganui.
Yeah, that's true. It is. It's a very easy setting to get comfortable in. And yeah. Actually, I think that's the charm of it. I've made a lot of good friends from the tastings. Yeah, it's been lovely.
Yeah, because the water's literally lapping at the end of the grassy bank. So if you got really hot and needed to cool off and pop your feet in, I guess you could too.
Well, absolutely, if you wanted to, yes. In amongst the oyster beds that are down there.
Yeah, so put your Crocs on, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just magical. Do you have any visions for how you could take this further after 5 years under your belt?
We would like to expand our tasting room experience, and we're looking at ways to do that now. We're slowly getting our wine further and further afield. It's in many of the restaurants in Northland, and we think that's wonderful. There will come a point where we don't want to get much bigger, and that's probably getting close. We don't want to be a huge vineyard. We like to be able to keep control of what we've got and have that boutique flavour to it.
Kim Gilkerson there of Dancing Petrel Vineyard and Wines, based across the harbour from Maunganui Township.